Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Let's turn to the national and international media now to see what's making headlines this morning. Now, there's one story leading many of the front pages this morning, and it's those comments made by presidential hopeful Peter Casey about travellers. You heard it in the bulletin there. It dominated a lot of the debate on Virgin Media One last night. It's a story that broke around this time yesterday morning. It did run all day yesterday, and it does look set to run again today. The Irish Independent writing this morning that Peter Casey has now added insult to injury by going further with his criticism of travellers. Under the headline today, Travellers Row, Casey Stands Firm Against Opponents. This is written by Kevin Doyle and Laura Larkin. And they say that he stands by his comments. He is going to face protests when he visits Tipperary today to view six unoccupied houses at the centre of a dispute between a traveller family and the county council there. The paper also writing that he faces mounting calls now to withdraw from the election to be Ireland's next president, with the Irish Human Rights and the Equality Commission adding its voice to those calls yesterday. We heard calls for him to withdraw from Pavé Point as well yesterday. The Times Ireland edition, the headline there, Casey comes out fighting over his travellers' tirade. Niamh Lyons writing in the paper that he has refused to withdraw his comments. And also inside the paper, Lise Hand is writing today on page 7, Casey channels Trump as he turns to populism. And she's writing, while many criticised Casey's comments, others said he was simply airing opinions that many people had in private. And she says there is a difficult conversation to be had there, but Mr. Casey's populist flame-throwing is not the place to start. That story also featuring on the front of the Irish Daily Star this morning, focusing on the fact that Peter Casey will travel to Tipperary today to visit those unoccupied houses, under the headline this morning, Casey's Rocky Trip to Tip. Now, the Irish Times leading with Brexit this morning following that EU summit in Brussels. You heard in the bulletin there, there is no plans to have another summit in November. The headline today, EU summit on hold as May fails to convince leaders of Brexit progress. That article accompanied by a photograph of the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the British Prime Minister Theresa May this morning, looking very amicable, it has to be said. Smiles all round for both of them in this picture, obviously caught them having a lighter moment, despite the fact that little progress has been made on Brexit. The paper writing, after hearing a 15-minute presentation from Theresa May, leaders not planning on organising a special summit for November unless decisive progress is made. Moving on now to the Irish Examiner, Danny McConnell's the lead story there this morning under the headline, McCabe owed hefty payout by the state. This story relating to the Garda whistleblower Sergeant Maurice McCabe, who yesterday was given a full state apology for the smear campaign carried out on him. Fianna Fáil's Justice spokesman Jim O'Callaghan speaking to the paper, saying while the apology was fully merited and justified, that Sergeant McCabe deserves more and should be paid damages. Another story just to mention on the front page of the Examiner today. It carries a photograph of Rita O'Driscoll. Rita, a woman who has been charged with the murder of her partner in Macroom in Cork earlier this month. She appeared in court again yesterday where through her solicitor, she said that she was not seeking bail. She said she feels safe in prison for the first time in 20 years. And the court heard that the 46-year-old was very, very complimentary of staff at Limerick Prison, and she asked that she would not be moved while in custody. Also staying with the Examiner, just to mention a nice piece actually inside the Examiner today. It's to mark National Women's Enterprise Day. You would have heard there in the bulletin there's a number of events taking place around the country to mark that day today. A number of successful entrepreneurs sharing their success stories in the Irish Examiner today. It's a good read. It's on page 13. And also just to mention, the shortlist today has been announced for the Image Businesswoman of the Year Awards 2018. That event is supported by News Talk, and those awards taking place on the 19th of November in the Clayton Hotel in Dublin, and that shortlist is available on newstalk.com this morning. Another story that caught my eye on the front of the Times Ireland edition this morning, Limerick Church first to open door to breastfeeding mothers. This telling the story of Mount St. Alphonsus Church, which is in Limerick. It has become the first official breastfeeding-friendly church in Ireland. The idea, it seems, has received a very warm welcome with the public. Lots of people having their say on this. Also, this story appears in some of the other papers today, but it's on the front page of the Times Ireland edition. They have a quote from the priest belonging to this church, Father Seamus Enright. He's saying that people are stopping him in the street about this idea. He said that it is the most normal activity in the world. And he told the paper it was obviously how Jesus was born and brought up, and that Renaissance paintings would show us that. And Father Seamus Enright saying, if Mary breastfed Jesus, it just shows us how ordinary and how normal his life was. That's the front page of the Times Ireland edition. Just to get to some of the tabloids this morning. The Irish Sun is running with a cops quiz Porter over new grope claim. This story relating to comedian Al Porter. The paper reporting this morning that he was questioned by Gardaí in Dublin yesterday. This is in relation to a new groping complaint. His spokesperson replying no comment when contacted by the paper. And another one to mention, in the front of the Herald, face of horror wife attacker, a woman beaten and stripped after refusing sex for money. This is an exclusive by Conor Feehan this morning. This is the thug who beat and stripped his wife after she refused sex for money. It tells the story of Atilia Careques, a 44-year-old from Crumlin, who the paper says avoided jail for the horror attack only months after the couple had broken up. A court heard that he offered to pay his wife for sex, but when she refused, he dragged her upstairs, beat her and stripped her clothes. His 2-year sentence for the attack was suspended in full. And just finally, the Irish Daily Mirror leading with a story, cannabis-laced chocks sent to hotel. This story reporting that two workers were extremely sick after eating sweets laced with cannabis. They were sent to the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in Dublin, and the sweets were delivered, the paper says, by an innocent taxi man. Two people who ate them had to be treated in hospital, and Gardaí now investigating who sent them and why. Those are the stories making the headlines this morning. Now, still to come, as the new education minister meets with principals in Galway today, we'll be asking, do we have a shortage of teachers and what impact is that having? But up next, Paul Williams will be here to tell us what's coming up on News Talk Breakfast.